My name is David Adamson. I'm Rugby Development Officer for Edinburgh University. I coach the first 15, but also involved with development planning for all the teams within the university.
Right. And this game today against Halper Adams was very crucial as far as you were concerned.
Absolutely, yeah. The team performed well through the Scottish Universities League, which we won, not comfortably, but we only lost one out of 10 games. So we qualified to play in the Bucks playoff, which was a one-off game to go through to the British University's Premier B League, so it was important to the boys and also important to the university that we did well today, which I'm glad to say that we did.
Yeah, so talk us through the game a little bit, because obviously you started off on the back foot,
so to speak,
with 13-3 as the first score I heard. And,
It was, the cliche, a game of two halves kind of thing. I think the typical Scottish weather, it was dry and sunny all up to the 2 p.m. when we kicked off, and the rain kind of came in. And credit to Harper Adams, they played the conditions really well in the first half. They had us in the back foot. I think if there was a gauge of possession, they probably had about 70-80% of the possession. So, but credit to our guys, they defended that well. Then in the second half, we played the corners, kicked the corners well. Our line-up was functioning pretty well, and in the end, a penalty to win at the death, so pretty happy. We've got five games left in the National One League, and it's the team could probably do pretty well in that, but it's managing them with their studies and also with a lot of the boys going home for term time.
Right.
So it's how we manage that. But potentially we could win all those games, but it's just how we manage it. But it'd be a good end to the season if we did well, and also knock-on effect, we'd be doing well next season.
You were due to play against East Kilbride a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Has that game been played, or is that...
No, it's not been played. It was due to be played a couple of weeks ago, but I think the Cup took precedence over that. So we're looking to... It's now the very end of the season, so I think it's 7th of May. So, but we've got games. We've got Garnock on Saturday, and Garnock are going well in the league, but they're very keen in the Sevens. They've done quite well in the Sevens circuit in the past, so we're going to try and pick a squad of the seven, maybe 15 guys, focus on the Sevens, hopefully do well in that, because there's a few King of the Sevens tournaments coming up as well. And other guys will focus, maybe a squad of 20, just focusing on the league and try and get through that as well as possible.